Well, amen. Praise the Lord for the ministry of music once again. It's just a blessing when you come to the house of the Lord that you can, first of all, sense the presence of God. Amen. And then you can start, just being fed and being ministered to, being strengthened through the ministry of music, if it's right music, if you're in the right church. And especially tonight, what a blessing. I love harp music. Thank you so much for playing that tonight. And if I could proselyte, I would take her home and the harp with her. But I know I can't do that. But I appreciate you playing that tonight. Uh-oh. Amen. But definitely a minister to my heart tonight. I appreciate that. Thank you. She's already taken, right? Is that what you're saying? Oh, it's her brother. All right, okay. Mark chapter 5. Let's get back to business here, right? Mark chapter 5. We're going to be reading verse 1 down to verse 17 tonight. And so if you would, if you're able to, go ahead and stand with me as I read. You can follow right along with me. Mark chapter 5, beginning in verse 1. And they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice, and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. And they were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had hit the legion, sitting and clothed in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him, Jesus, to depart out of their coasts. Why would anybody ask Jesus to leave? Let's pray. Father, we bow before you tonight. And Lord, I thank you for this another opportunity that we have, and that each one here that had and have taken advantage of it and are here assembled in your name. And I know, God, that you're here in the midst with us, and I want to thank you for what we've already received this evening. But as we have read this passage of Scripture, I believe there is a message for each and every one of us. And I pray tonight, God, that you would open the hearts and minds, give us an ear to hear, and a heart to make an application. Pray once again that you would use me as an instrument in your hand to bring forth your message to your people from your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Jesus purposely went to Gadara. He knew exactly what he would find in Gadara. So he purposely went there. And Jesus would heal a man who had been possessed with a legion. That word legion is defined as being many or even a multitude. We find there was 2,000 swine. And each one of those swine had the demons cast into them and they run down steep hill and were drowned. So we don't know how many that legion would be, but we know that that could be a multitude, that could be many. The people, after they saw this man who had been possessed with these demons, they see him in his right mind, and they ask Jesus to leave. I remember when I first read that, I didn't understand it. I just kind of read over it and kept reading others and studying others. But the first time I preached that passage, I delved into it to find out why would anybody ask Jesus to leave? So I want to find out why. I want you and I to study and preach this message so that we can have an understanding of what really took place. So as we look at this passage of Scripture, the main idea or the topic in this recorded event would be not the demons, not the pigs, the people. Jesus went there for the people. He understood what was taking place. He understood their need, and he wanted to go there to seek and to save that which is lost. He went there for the people of Gadara. And so as we focus on the people of Gadara, there would be two main problems that the people would need to address. An obvious problem, and then a not so obvious problem. The obvious problems would be demons, wickedness, evil. Mark writes about this one man with a legion. Can you imagine that? A legion of demons inside this one man. If you look in verse 4 and 5, we find the people had tried to get rid of them. They did not want the evil. And the Bible says in verse 4, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, this was taking place, evil was taking place 24/7. Always, night and day, he was in the mountains, in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. And go back and I'll just read it to you. But in Matthew's account of the very same events, Matthew adds a little bit more to that. In Matthew chapter 8 and verse 28, he says, and when he was come in the other side, in the country of the Gergesenes, which are the Gadarenes, there met him two possessed with devils. Mark just happens to focus on the one. But can I tell you, there would have been many in the area possessed with devils. And we find here that Matthew presents two possessed with the devils coming out of the tombs, exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. No doubt the demons would have been a very major problem in society. Evil is a very major problem in society. Matthew writes of their evil influences on society. Spiritual warfare is real. Yeah. Humanity is no match for Satan without Christ. They tried. They didn't want the demons there. They'd done everything they could do. Jesus went there to address the obvious problem, and that was the demons. I love in Daniel's prophecy in the book of Daniel in chapter 7 and verse 25, he's writing about the Antichrist's influences in the last days, and it will become worse and worse as we see the day approaching. Antichrist is just simply anti-teachings of Christ. There's never been a time in America where there has been the anti-teaching of Christianity, the anti-teachings of Christ in our own Christian nation. Christianity is the most persecuted religion, faith in America today. And Daniel wrote this, and he's talked about the Antichrist, and he says, and shall wear out the saints. Dealing with the evil of the day. Oh, Satan's trying to use it to wear out the saints. Yeah. So the people of Gadara asked Jesus to depart. Two main problems: the demons, and then the not so obvious, but yet a major problem for the Jewish settlement that was there. That would be the pigs. Not so obvious, but a major problem. Go back to our text in chapter 5 of the book of Mark. Now there was there nigh in the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. Verse 11. Verse 12. And all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine that we may enter into them. Do you think he sent them into the swine because he had compassion upon the demons? I tell you, nay. He sees this and he says, two birds with one stone. Two birds with one stone. I can take care of two different things here. I can take care of the obvious and I can take care of the not so obvious. The obvious is the demons. I can get rid of them. And the not so obvious would be the swine. So I can see Jesus with just a smile on his face. And he gave them leave. He knew exactly what they would do. They didn't know what they would do. Satan is not omniscient. He does not know what's going to take place. He only knows what we give him as far as the information about ourselves and our own sins that so easily beset us. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000. The Bible is very clear on helping us to understand about how many pigs there were, how many swine there was, 2,000. And they that fed the swine, they were just not wild pigs. They were pigs, swine, that were being fed. They were swine that were being fed so that they could bring more money as they would sell the pork to the Roman soldiers. More than likely, that's what we gather, what was taking place here. Because they fed the swine. And there was ones that fled and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what was that was done. So the people had been feeding and raising pigs to sell. It was a people's source of money. Sometimes that love of money will get you to do things that you know you shouldn't be doing. they were willingly living in disobedience to God's word. You see, Jesus would usher in the New Testament. He would not do away with the Old Testament. Amen. He would fulfill the Old Testament. They still were under Old Testament law. And under Old Testament law, if we would look at the in the book of Leviticus, and let me just read this to you, but in the book of Leviticus, chapter 11, and verse 7 and 8, the Bible says, "And the swine, though he divide the hoof and be cloven-footed, yet he cheweth not the cud, he is unclean to you." For the Jewish people, the swine would be unclean for them. "Of their flesh shall you not eat." I don't believe they were eating the swine. I believe it was more of a money-making scheme, if you would, for them to fatten up the swine and be able to raise a swine, because the Roman soldiers were there and the Romans loved their pork. I'm glad that we're not under the law today. Amen. Everybody get amen there? Yeah. Praise the Lord for bacon and ham and all the good stuff there. But this was a Jewish settlement bordering Galilee. They would have known the law. "Of their flesh shall ye not eat, and their carcass shall ye not touch. They are unclean to you." That was God's word. That was the law that they were to live by. They were willingly living in disobedience to God's word. Can I tell you this evening, evil thrives when God's word is rejected. The reason there were so many demons in the land is because the word of God had been rejected. The more America rejects the word of God, the more demonic activity is going to be taking place in America. The more evil we're going to have to face and deal with. In the book of Psalms, in chapter 119, you know the scriptures. Psalms 119, I love what the psalmist writes, because it goes hand in hand with what we're preaching on tonight. In Psalms 119 and verse 9, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word." Again, we focus on the word of God to know how we're to live our lives. "With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." They were willingly living in disobedience to God's word. Jesus made them aware of what was going on in Gadara, and they would have to make a decision. They would need to make a decision. And go back to our text in Mark in chapter 5. And they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil. Yeah. And he had the legion. Now they see him sitting and clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid, because they knew more of what was taking place. "And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine." Before verse 17, "And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast." Before that verse 17, they were there and they had to see what was taking place. And as they saw what was taking place, they knew they would have to make a decision. if they wanted Jesus, then, and they saw what Jesus could do, he was able to get rid of the demons. He was able to purify the people of Gadara, get rid of the demons, but at the same time, the people would have to get rid of the sin. The people would have to get back to obeying God's word. The people would have to get rid of the pigs. Obvious. You can have me, Jesus was presenting. It was the presence of God. And with the presence of God, you and God are a majority. If God be for you, who can be against you? It doesn't matter who's against you. We can live a victorious Christian life. We can overcome all the evils of this world if we have Christ. But in order to have Christ, you can't have the pigs. He could get rid of the demons, but they would have to make the decision to get rid of the pigs. And they chose the pigs over Christ. The pigs had more worth to them than Jesus. So how much is a pig worth? Let me even bring it home. How much is your pig worth? See, a pig could be whatever is keeping a person from fellowship with God. Because we know through the teachings of Christ, you can't have both. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 6, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we say we have fellowship with him and hold on to something that God reveals as darkness, which God reveals as sin, we lie. God says you can't have both and do not the truth. In verse 8 it says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. This morning we preached on the idea of truth and lies. And lies come from the devil and from those that have given him the influence over their lives, and even from ourselves. We can lie to ourselves. And sometimes we lie thinking we can hold on to the pigs and have the fellowship and the power of God as well. And that's a lie. You can't openly, willingly live in darkness and believe that you're in fellowship with God. You might say you are, but it's a lie. I sat down with a man and a woman who, she was saved, he was not saved. And they wanted to get married, but she would not marry him unless he would get saved. And he asked me, he said, "Preacher, can I get saved and still drink my alcohol?" And I said, "Well, we don't believe in a work salvation. But if you willingly go into that, you can't willingly know what's going on to receive Christ as your Savior. You can't hold on to sin. You have to confess your sin. You have to realize that your sin is going to take you to a devil's hell. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. And so it's you would want to receive Christ, you would want to get rid of the things that would hinder your relationship with Him. And He said right there in front of her, then I am not going to get saved, even though it means that I will not be marrying Lori, because I will not give up my alcohol. And I said, well, I appreciate your honesty. I said, a lot of people would go ahead and say, well, I'll give it up and get and go through the motion so that you can get married and get what you want. I appreciate your honesty, but come back later if you ever change your mind. Lori's sitting there crying. I mean, everything else, they leave. About 3 months later, he called me. I want to come in and talk to you by myself. I said, sure. I said, come, I'll talk to you. Come in. And he said, ever since I left your office, I've been under conviction. He said, preacher, I want to give up my alcohol. And I want to receive Jesus as my personal. And it was genuine. They're still in the church today, serving faithfully. But what he did, it's to start with, he said, I don't want to give up my pig of alcohol. I believe I want and I need the alcohol more than I need Jesus. Yeah. And then he realized, as we need to realize, alcohol's a pig. Alcohol's a pig. You're going to choose a pig over a relationship with Jesus Christ. You're going to choose a pig over the power of God upon your life. Listen to me. It's a pig. Amen. You need to view it as a pig. Man named Larry wanted to serve in the church, but he didn't tithe. We have trustees at the Lighthouse, and they don't have the same qualifications as a deacon, but one of the things that anyone who serves in the church, the qualifications are that they have to tithe to the church because of the will of God for their lives. He said, then I won't serve. He loved money more than he loved Jesus. And that love of money was a pig. You want to hold on to your tithe? Then you cannot have the fellowship and the power of God upon your lives, your prayer life. Nothing about the peace, the joy that comes with the relationship with Jesus Christ. You can't have that and not do what the Bible says that you need to do in honoring God with your tithes and your offerings. And if you don't do that, then you love the pig more than you love Jesus. And you need to see it as a pig. You focus on this right here. That's what they needed to see. And Jesus records it for us so that we can see what a pig is. It's anything that can keep us from fellowship with God. Isaiah. His wife come in and crying, and says he's involved in some things on the phone. He's gotten carried away and he's gotten somewhat addicted to porn. But he's telling me that it doesn't hurt anything because no one knows about it. It's not affecting anybody else. And he is justifying what he's doing. Had him come in. Had him to see the sin that he had yielded himself to and the filth that was going into his mind. You can't unsee things. Once the devil gets a part of your mind and gets a part of your thinking, it is so hard. It's so hard. Especially if you don't have the power of God in your life. He stormed out because he knew that I knew. Wasn't much longer. Same thing. Phone call. Preacher, I need to talk to you. He said, can you help me to overcome this sin? Will you help me to know what I need to do to get my mind back? Will you help me to know what I need to do to have that fellowship with my Savior, to have the peace of God, the joy of the Lord? Took him to the Scriptures, amen. If you'll confess and forsake, he's faithful and just to cleanse you. But you have to choose Jesus over the pigs. That pornography was a pig. It's going to rob you of everything that God has for you. You need to see it for what it is. It's a pig. Had a couple ladies come in fighting. Some things had taken place, and they both took different sides, and they were upset with each other, and it was causing a bad attitude, a bad spirit in the church. She did this and she did that, and preacher, you wouldn't blame. I'm not going to forgive her. I am not going to do right. Ephesians in chapter 4. Getting ready to close here. But Ephesians in chapter 4. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Verse 30. Verse 31. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, and right here it is, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. They were holding on to a pig and causing dissension in the church. Miserable, had no peace, had no joy. The pig of unforgiving spirit, the pig of just being mean. You got to confess it. You got to forsake it. You got to overcome it. If you don't, it will rob you of the blessings of knowing Jesus. It'll rob you of the joy of the Lord. And it's a joy of the Lord is our strength to help us to get through anything and everything that we have to face in life. It's a pig. Turn to God's will for your life, a forgiving spirit. Turn to being kind one to another. See it for what it is. It's a pig. You can live opposite. You cannot live opposite God's will and have fellowship and power with God. You want to live without the demons? Choose Christ. If I could have every head bowed this evening and every eye closed. You might not have identified it as a pig, but maybe tonight you need to see it for what it is. Do you have a sin? Do you have something in your life that's not pleasing to God? Are you choosing that which will rob you of the joy of the Lord? It's a pig. Confess it. Forsake it. Turn from it. Turn to Jesus. Father, we bow before you tonight and love you. Thank you, Lord God, for this message and what you have recorded for us to study and to learn and to understand how anyone, just to know what would lead them to ask you to leave and then help us to learn from that. We want you to stay. We want your fellowship. We want your presence. We want your joy. We want the peace. And God, whatever might be hindering us from that, keeping us from close fellowship, help us to see it as a pig and get rid of it. Bless now in the invitation. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.